I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. In the 7 months since Superstorm Sandy made landfall, the staff of the New York Aquarium has been working around the clock to repair the damage it sustained during the storm. And just in time for Memorial Day weekend, the Coney Island Institution is reopening its doors to visitors who can enjoy many of the popular exhibits starting tomorrow. John Forrest Dolan is the vice president of the Wildlife Conservation Society and the director of the New York Aquarium. John, welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you for having me, Jamie.
I'm a big fan of all of the Conservation Society facilities, and I'm excited about the New York Aquarium, and my kids will be too, but I know you're very busy, so let me just get right down to business. Tell us what happened when Sandy hit at the aquarium.
Well, the night of the storm, like the rest of Coney Island and certainly like much of New York, we were inundated with waters coming from Coney Island Creek up through the storm sewers and through the beach in some points. And we had about 3 to 4 feet of water throughout the aquarium. Now, that doesn't sound like a tremendous amount of water, but you have to realize that most of the aquarium's infrastructure is below grade in basements. So as that water came through, it filled those basements, and even after the water receded, we were left with probably close to 1 million gallons of water in our basements that had destroyed all of our electrical infrastructure, all of the life support systems that our collection depends on, and much of the emergency power that we had stabilized and ready to go. So we were left in a pretty bad spot when the storm hit.
And I'm guessing when we come as visitors, we really don't see most of what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, you mentioned life support, but I bet there's a whole lot happening to maintain those displays behind the scenes that we're not even aware of.
That's exactly right. What the public sees is the beautiful front face of our presentation. But the vast majority of what goes on in terms of supporting the health and well-being of these animals that we're trusted with caring for, with putting together the exhibitry and keeping the building and the facility itself going, is all behind the scenes. All of that infrastructure, the pumps, the filters, the ozone systems, and all of the things that keep that water safe and healthy for the collection, all behind the scenes, all the vast majority of what goes into keeping the aquarium running, and that's what we've been working so hard to rebuild.
Wow. Well, this is a good news story because you're reopening this weekend, but, and I hate to ask this, but I have to, did you end up losing any animals, or did they all make it through the storm safely?
Well, surprisingly, we lost very few. What we lost, we mostly lost in that first few minutes of the storm surge. There was some freshwater fish that we had that were inundated with salt water, and that was not a good thing. And then we had some exhibits that before we could get out safely into the grounds and get to those with oxygen and start to get partial filtration going, we lost some of those exhibits. But the vast majority of the animals survived the surge, and we lost almost nothing after that initial surge. So all credit goes to my staff, who did a tremendous round-the-clock job taking care of the animals and taking care of getting that infrastructure back up and running so we could keep the animals safe.
And how have the animals been coping with all of the big changes, the relocations, the repairs? And do they miss having humans come by to say hello every day, human visitors?
Well, it's funny. I think they probably do in the same way that all of us do here, which is that, you know, being open to the public 365 days a year was a huge way we organized and ordered our lives here. It was part of the routine of being alive and at the aquarium. So I'm sure these animals are all, you know, very sensitive, intelligent beings, and I think they recognize that things were different. Having said that, I think, though, the staff worked very hard. The staff always works with these animals on a day-to-day basis anyway, so I don't think they were ever lonely per se, but I think they definitely sensed that something was amiss, as we all did.
And we are going to take calls for our New York Aquarium director, John Forrest Dolan. And we'd love to know what you're most looking forward to seeing as the aquarium reopens this weekend. Give us a call, 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. And I read that the aquarium has spent $6 million so far on repairs. Is that right? And if so, what do you expect the total cost to be? Where is the money coming from?
Well, right now, it's all coming from the Wildlife Conservation Society. And really, that $6 million number was a very early number. As we continue to work towards this final day of partial reopening, we're really looking at closer to $10 million in costs just to that emergency stabilization, the recovery, and rebuilding to get to this point that we're at today. The overall cost of rebuilding the aquarium is still unknown, and it is going to be a big number. We keep working through that. It's an exhaustive process with our partners in the federal, state, and city governments, and that process will continue to go on for quite a period of time, but it's going to be a significant money.
And unlike most Coney Island attractions, the aquarium is usually open 365 days a year, so you must have had a big economic impact being closed all these months, 7 months.
Well, that's right. And that was, you know, immediately once we had the collection stabilized, and that's always our first priority, right, the safety and care of the animals. Once we had that and we were back on permanent power towards the end of the year, immediately we started thinking about what are our next steps, because we are an economic engine in Coney Island and in Brooklyn as a whole. You know, we put about $58 million into the economy through our work here, and we take that very seriously. We're an anchor for Coney Island, the amusement district. We're the only venue down here that's open 365 days a year. So that is an important role that we play. It's one that we take very seriously. Our educational outreach that we do, we reach over 12,000 students through our programs, and over 120,000 students come through the aquarium every year just to use our facility as part of their own science education curriculum. All of that is critical to why we decided let's rebuild as quickly as possible to a partial reopening so that we could resume that role in the community.
Yeah, those poor kids missed out this spring in what is usually a big field trip season. Do you have any educational programs planned for this summer, or is it too soon to get that up and running? Will they have to wait for fall?
Well, actually, we do. We're very fortunate. We're able to have our summer camps are resuming this summer, so you can go on to NewYorkAquarium.com, and you can see our educational offerings. We also have what is one of our most competitive and really well thought of programs is our teen docent program here at the aquarium, which is where teenagers throughout the city, and especially here in Brooklyn, come to the aquarium. They learn about the science of what we do in our collection, and then they actually mediate the presentation of those animals to our public. So those kids are out there learning public speaking skills. They're learning all sorts of great things about the animals themselves, and they're working with the public to present what we do. And that's a great, great program, and we're happy to have that back.
Back and running as of tomorrow. Let's take a call from Heather. She's actually in Brooklyn. Heather, you are on WNYC with the director of the New York Aquarium.
Hi, thank you. I'm really looking forward to going back to the aquarium. But I'm curious to know, in your rebuilding, if the aquarium was able to take any measures to prepare for another storm to become more resilient.
Yeah, that's a great question, Heather, because obviously nobody wants to simply rebuild as we were when it turns out that we are vulnerable to some of this. So a huge part of the process of rebuilding is looking at the ways in which we can mitigate future storm damage. And there's a lot of ways to do that, and we're working with FEMA in particular on means and methods. But, you know, some things, for example, we had flood doors that worked perfectly, but 7 feet up that wall is an air vent to vent the equipment behind it, and that's where the water came through. So just looking at things like where the building penetrations are and locating those on the vertical upper surfaces, things like more storm doors and more places where we had never been vulnerable before, moving critical equipment up, moving electrical distribution panels up and out of the way. Those are the kinds of things that we're looking at throughout the entire facility because, I mean, Heather, you're absolutely right, and I think this is true for the entire city. We can't simply put back what was there. If we don't rebuild better, we're going to be in trouble again, and nobody wants that.
And you are the Wildlife Conservation Society, so you're protecting wildlife even within the walls of your aquarium.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, for us, it's incredibly important to think about, you know, the resilience that we are building here at the aquarium through the mitigation measures that we're trying to undertake, the rebuilding itself. That resilience extends out into the community, obviously, coming back, all of Coney Island coming back. But it's also, you know, a very strong ecological term. And what we want to do is resume our role as the voice of marine conservation in New York City, get people aware of and inspired by the ecological services that exist in the city here today. We have an incredible wetland system in Jamaica Bay and around the city, though that's where the real resilience lies, and that's where we want to get involved. Part of our research program, part of our marine conservation program, the New York Seascape, we want to work in those areas as well as in the open water and really work towards getting people to understand resilience and how it works for the city.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. My guest is John Forrest Dolan. He's vice president of the Wildlife Conservation Society and director of the New York Aquarium, which will be partially open for visitors tomorrow. Let's take a call from Bill in Yonkers. Bill, you're on WNYC.
Hi, and I look forward to the reopening also. But I had a curious question. During the flood, do you know if any of the, let's say that the robust saltwater fish had an opportunity to escape?
Well, actually, Bill, it's a
breakout.
A good question. Yeah, exactly. You have to remember, and I think this is often overlooked when we talk about the flood, the water that came in throughout the city, certainly here at the aquarium, was cold, it was dirty, it was laden with sediment and dirt, and it also coming through from the backside of Coney Island, picked up a lot of things like motor oil, equipment oil, and other contaminants. So this water was not by any means pristine. And all of the animals here in the collection, a lot of our holding facilities and some of the exhibit tanks have open-top tanks. So it certainly was possible for animals to swim out of their tanks and into this water. I think what happened really is because of the contaminants and the temperature differential, this water sort of stratified over the top of most of these tanks. Without any sort of filtration going, there wasn't a lot of water movement. So I think the animals were very, you know, comfortable saying, I'm in a good environment. There's no reason to swim into that. And we had almost nobody swim out of their tanks. We did find our American eel. I will say this. We did find our American eel had swum out of the tank that it was in, and we found it swimming around in the shower stall back behind the scenes, which was an amazing story because it was days later we found her, and we immediately put her back on the census.
Terrific question, Bill. Creative and funny, too. And we got the extra story about the eel. So thank you very much, Bill, for your question. I want to let everybody know that you can get to the aquarium on the F and Q lines. The aquarium actually has its own stop on the F and Q line of the subway. But I do want you to let us know, if you would, John, what visitors can expect and what will not be open quite yet, because this is a partial opening this weekend.
That's right. And really, it's about half of the aquarium's footprint. You know, we like to call it our core experience is still there. It's really the newest and most recent exhibit we've built, plus the things that people associate with the aquarium and that we're the most proud of, our marine mammal collection, for example. Also, we had a project to renovate our aqua theater, which is where we put on the demonstrations of our sea lions' behaviors. We had that project going before the storm, and we were able to resume that without much of a break in schedule. So that's really going to be the center of the experience this year. We'll do four shows a day. It's a very popular venue, and it is a chance for us to message very clearly about, you know, our role with these animals, the great ambassadors that they are for wildlife around the world. So we really have that as the center, and then people will be able to see our penguins. They'll be able to see our sea otters. They'll be able to see our sea lions that are on exhibit, as well as our harbor seals. And, of course, our walrus are out there.
And there's a baby walrus, isn't there? Are we going to get to see this baby walrus? How long do we have to wait?
Well, Middick is still behind the scenes, and he should be there probably for the whole season. He's still weaning. He's still being bottle-fed, and he's moving on to solid food. His tusks want to come through so that we can work with him on behavioral adaptation so that we can make sure that he maintains his tusks in good shape. So that takes some time. We want to make sure that all his medical issues are resolved. He's doing really well health-wise, but we want to make sure that those are resolved. And then there's a socialization period with our existing females that we have on exhibit. So we're going to take our time. He's going to take his time. We're going to do it the right way. It's an animal welfare and health issue. So I imagine that through the summer, he'll be socialized, and then probably sometime this fall, Middick will come out on exhibit.
Oh, what a terrifically fun segment. John Forrest Dolan, Vice President of the Wildlife Conservation Society, Director of the New York Aquarium, which will be partially open for visitors tomorrow. In the meantime, you can find a link to the aquarium's website at WNYC.org. John, thank you so much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Jamie. It was really a pleasure talking to you.